Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast, number 1105, our topic is mindset and the title is, What's Your Story? So, recently I was listening to a podcast. I listen to podcasts pretty much every day. Not to get in too much of a tangent, but I have habits I try to do every day. There are 15 habits that I lead that I believe help lead me to my best life. I have different kind of percentages of consistency that I want for them. So some goals I have, like, they don't need to necessarily be done 7 out of 7 days. If I were to do them, say, 5 out of 7 days, that would be good enough. It would still move me forward and I'd still feel, you know, progress. So some of my goals I have set at, like, 70% adherence, which represents about 5 out of 7 days. Some of them I have set at 85% adherence, which is 6 out of 7. And then some I try to do every single day, knowing that every once in a while there's going to be a day missed here or there. Well, one of the things I do is try to listen to a podcast every day. Typically, I try to do a kind of like religious-based podcast, so I'm a Christian. So I do try to check in on that every day. And then I also listen to just audiobooks. And there are sometimes like character development books, maybe business books, just different things that I think can help me be more successful in life and or just have a better experience in life. So I was listening to one recently by Andy Stanley, and he was discussing how our actions in this moment create our story. So the actions that we are doing right now are creating our life story. So what we do today is a story we tell tomorrow. So I've mentioned a few of the fitness-related stories that I've been successful at. One of them was when I was 15 years old, I wanted to start making a change for myself. So I set a goal of doing 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups every single day. And I thought I'd do that from my 15th birthday to my 16th birthday. And by the end of it, I'd look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So didn't quite work that way. Darn. But I was actually pretty successful. I only missed 10 days that whole year. And this was a skinny, pudgy, weak kid. I couldn't even do 20 push-ups and couldn't even do 20 sit-ups at one time. So this was a lot of work every night to get this done. But I was pretty happy with that. I only missed 10 days out of a whole freaking year. Really, really happy about that. Then a little bit later in my journey, I wanted to start to kind of gain size, and I had read an article by the bodybuilder Lee Priest, and he was saying the advice he'd give to somebody if they wanted to build size would be to, you know, eat a whole chicken a day, eat a whole loaf of bread a day, and drink a gallon of milk. Well, where I lived was kind of in the middle of nowhere, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna have a hard time kind of getting chicken every day. Bread I thought would make me fat, because at the time I didn't know how bread related to muscle, so I was like, I don't really need bread. And then I was like, milk, I can drink milk. So this was a kid, I actually was anorexic for 3 years, and I didn't really like to eat. I only eat about one meal a day if I was kind of just to do whatever I felt natural to me. And I was like, well, I can drink calories. So I set a goal of drinking a gallon of milk a day, and I did it for 2 years. So for 2 years, every single day I drank a gallon of milk. That's insane. I had another time where I did a bet with a friend and I lost 50 pounds in 8 weeks. So in just 8 weeks, I lost 50 pounds. Pretty crazy. In my longer journey over all the years, I started when I was about 160 pounds and skinny fat, kind of like chubby but no muscle. And I'm now 282 pounds. And I'm actually leaner than I was at 160. Actually, you can kind of sort of see my abs now, which is kind of nice. So I've gained over 100 pounds and I'm actually leaner in the last 20 years. Now, 20 years is a long time, but to completely change your physique from 160 to 280 and 280 being incredibly lean compared to the 160, that's almost like living two different lifetimes in terms of like body sizes and shapes. So those are a couple of the stories that I'm proud to tell. But each of those stories was written one decision at a time. So the 250 push-ups, the 250 sit-ups, it was written with each push-up, with each sit-up. It was written one decision at a time. Too often, we discredit how impactful one decision can be. How much can one decision really contribute to our story? Set a goal one time to do cardio at or before 6 a.m. every day for 10 months. I wanted to kind of lose some weight. My goal was to lose 70 pounds in 10 months, and I wanted it to be kind of like a slow loss. That way it was really high quality and I would retain a lot of muscle. And it wouldn't be just like water weight loss. I wanted an actual fat loss. So at the time, I was really busy with running the gym, and pretty much anything after 6 a.m. I was going to be destroyed trying to, like, you know, get to clients and do other work, and I knew I just wouldn't have the time to do it during the day. So my goal was to do the cardio. I had to do at least 20 minutes of something. I didn't care what it was, just had to be 20 minutes. And I had to do it before 6 a.m. So some days I'd get up, you know, 5:39 and roll out of bed and try to get it done in 20 minutes. Other days, I remember I knew I had to travel that day. Somebody had to get up at like 4 a.m. to get the 20 minutes in and then travel. So for 10 months, I was actually able to do that. A client asked me during that kind of process, how do you do that every day? Don't you want to just sleep in some days? And I replied, yeah, I want to sleep in every day. But I made my decision when I started. I don't make the decision each day. The decision was already made when I accepted the goal. I decided once. And of course, I had to live out the decision every day with actions. But that single decision and the following actions led to that story. I have done 6 a.m. cardio every day for 10 months. Pretty good story. That's a story I'm proud of, along with some of the other ones. And then there's tons of ones I'm proud of for, like, outside of the fitness world. But what are stories that you're most proud of? Like, I actually want you to think that through. And that's not, like, it's rhetorical in a sense where I'm not going to be able to hear your answer. But I actually want you to actually think of that. Can you name one or two things in your life that you are most proud of? Don't worry about kind of qualifying them or, you know, the rank of them or comparing them. Just what is something you are proud of? How were those stories written? You wrote that story you're proud of, one decision after one decision after one decision. This moment, the moment we're in right now, if you manage that moment well, you're making a positive direction in your story, right? And then you just repeat it the next moment. And the next moment, our stories are told in each moment. To me, that's incredibly empowering to recognize, because our stories may not be what we want them to be, but we're only one decision away from making a course correction, only one decision away from making a new story, for changing that story. There's many, 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 many examples I could give, but I'm going to give two. One story, a person was driving past the gym on their bike, motorcycle, and they decided, hey, you know what? I want to stop in and see if I could join that gym. I want to change my life. I want to quit drinking Mountain Dew and eating Butterfingers, and I want to kind of get a little better control over my health. So they stopped in. I happened to be there. They told me that they didn't have enough money for the membership, but they had been saving money by skipping haircut. They wanted to just take their haircut money that they had budgeted, and would that be enough to pay for the gym? And I was like, you know what? If somebody is that freaking, like, precise with money, they're making smart decisions, they're trying to find a way to get it done, sure. So I let them join. This turned into them being an awesome member of the gym. Everybody loved them. I needed someone to help me kind of like work with people who wanted a trainer, but it was kind of overflow. I was already training 50 hours a week. I couldn't do any more. So I asked him to become a trainer. He became a trainer. He trained at the gym for a while, and it turned out he was a pastor. And he has since used the kind of his fitness knowledge and working out as a way to connect with people. So he's a chaplain in the military now, and getting to use fitness as a way to kind of start a communication with somebody and use that as a way to get into more life-shaping, life-changing conversations. It made a huge difference in his life, his family's life, in every single life that he's touched. It's made an enormous difference. It changed his life. One decision to just drop by the gym and see if he could join. One decision changed his whole life. We had another person. They were driving past the gym, and they saw the name of the gym, which is Brutal Iron Gym. Kind of scary. And they said that they drove past, and they said, oh, gosh, that's scary. And then they immediately thought, bull crap, why am I afraid of that? Like, I'm gonna drive in there. I'm going to see what they're about. So she decided to challenge herself, and she stopped by the gym on a kind of like a momentary dare. She's like, oh, my gosh, I could never go to a place like that. Then she's like, that's bull crap. I'm going to go to that place. So she came in. She joined. And it changed her life. And I mean, that's amazing. And there's many, many, many stories I could give. But these people were one decision away from changing their whole life. One decision that they capitalized on, they acted on, one decision changed their story. We are all one decision away from changing our story. And even if we mess up, we're just one decision away from changing that and correcting it. In each decision you make today, consider, what story will this tell? Will this decision be something that I would want to tell people? Will I be proud of this decision? Or would I want to kind of hide this one? Do I not want really anyone to know about this one? Would this decision be something you'd be proud of? If not, don't do it. If yes, then do it again and again and again. But think to yourself, what's your story? What do you want it to be? And know that you are only one decision away from living out that story. I hope you recognize the power that we all have in this very moment. We can reinforce a great story that we're already telling, or we can correct a story that we don't want, that's been one, maybe we haven't wanted for years. But we can make that change. We're one decision away. Now, I've used this as a motivator in my life in many ways to think of, will this decision help me? Is this decision something I'll be proud of other people knowing? Will this lead to the best life? If I only have this one life, is this one decision helping me live that life the best way I can? Consider that throughout the day. See if it helps you kind of make better choices. See if it helps you write a better story. And if it does, keep that in mind. Keep using it day after day. Keep thinking of your life as a story. You're not the narrator of your story. You're the author. You are writing your story with every decision you make. Awesome. Well, if you need any help changing any kind of fitness aspect, you know, health, anything like that, I'm always here. Your one decision right now could be to write an email. Tell me your story. Tell me what you're struggling with, and I promise I'll help. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. But if you've been wanting to make the change, this is your moment. This is the decision that can change your story. I hope you take advantage of that. I really do. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast. We're going to keep this one short and on point, so that way you can just kind of take this and roll with it. But thank you for listening to the podcast. If you think this specific podcast is helpful, or the podcast in general, please share it. The more people that share the podcast, the more people we can help. There have been more people sharing it, which is amazing, and I really appreciate that, because it really is increasing the listenership numbers. So thank you so much to everybody who's been sharing the podcast. It's making a big difference. Thank you. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, the people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform, and through the link we have on our Instagram bio page, you can do podcast donations. So thank you for helping support the podcast so we can make sure we do this every day. I really appreciate that. If you like the information we share, you can always find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there's ever anything you need, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.